It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Insurance Smart. And speaking of joining us, it's Bree Jens today. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
You as well.
A little nicer out today.
Oh, yeah.
Temperature-wise, at least.
Right, right.
Clouds we're used to, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I got to get used to clouds in January.
No kidding. But it is good to see you, and you're busier than ever over there.
We are. We've been very busy.
That's good. It keeps you young.
Yes. yeah, it keeps us young. That's what we're going
to
say.
Of course, given the fact you are anyway, so it's no big feat on the part of being busy. Well, change is coming, obviously, with Obamacare, but we'll talk about that later on. Right now, let's talk a little bit about this Medicare open enrollment, which ended last December. The question is everybody now forced to stay on their plans for the entire year?
Typically, but actually, that's an interesting question because there is a Medicare Advantage open enrollment, which applies to people that are already enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans as of January 1st. They can actually use the time frame between January 1st to March 31st as a Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. And that means they can enroll into another Medicare Advantage plan, or they can disenroll from their Medicare Advantage plan and return to just original Medicare Part A and Part B. You can only make one change during the time frame during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment. Also, keeping in mind, there are also special enrollment periods. So if you, let's say you move out of a service area or you lose coverage because you're retiring, those are some qualifying special enrollment periods that you can also use to enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan. So if you didn't get a chance to talk to us or someone during the fall annual enrollment period, you know, you can reach out to us as well. This isn't a marketing time, but people can reach out to us.
So if anybody has a question or they're not sure about what they did or they're thinking about a change, get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
That sounds like a plan. So the topic for today, Medicare Advantage plans, you tell me, PPO versus HMO, mm-hmm. all kinds of abbreviations there.
Oh, yeah.
What are the differences, and what in the world does PPO stand for?
So PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization. Okay. And I don't know that that's important to know. The thing that you really want to take home is that PPO means you can go in and out of network.
Ah.
Yeah.
You're not locked.
You're not locked. Nope. So as long as they accept Medicare, if we're talking Medicare PPOs, mm-hmm. As long as they accept Medicare, you don't have to follow the network. I mean, a lot of times there might be an additional charge to go out of network.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So sometimes you might have a copay that's this much in network and then it's slightly higher out of network. But actually, there are companies that will cover in and out of network as the same price.
Really? Because mm-hmm. I know there's a price difference between, for instance, your primary versus a specialist.
Right, right. So not any exact numbers, but let's say it's $15 to mm-hmm. go to your primary care doctor. Out of network, it might be $25 or something.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing drastic, but
there is
a difference.
Yeah, and they'll have, if they do have those different prices, that does often apply to the out-of-pocket maximums as well. So there might be a combined higher out-of-pocket maximum if you go out of network.
How do you pick a PPO, or how do you pick the plan that you want to use? Are there just specific providers in the area that offer this? Or, I mean, you guys know this, mm-hmm. but for dummies like me, how do you make the decision, and what are the choices available?
So there are a lot of different PPOs in Fond du Lac County specifically.
Really?
Yep. Which I can't say any specific carriers, but if you are right. interested in knowing whether there is an PPO option for you, give us a call because we can. There are multiple. And interesting enough, if you are working with someone that isn't doing an annual review with you, you might not know that your carrier offered a PPO this year. Because there are some carriers that in Fond du Lac specifically had very popular HMOs. So HMO means you cannot go out of network. And this last year, they introduced a PPO option. And if you're not working with an agent that's touching base with you on these changes, you might not even know that your company is offering a PPO this year.
Or worse than that, doing it on your own.
Right. Because, I mean, who's calling you to tell you that then? Mm-hmm. We did a review because there were so many changes this last year. So we...
Well, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, we ended up switching a lot of people from one plan to another.
Same company, even.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I did that. I mean, we did that talking with Larry.
Yeah. You went from one plan to another plan because they offered something different.
And better.
Yep.
And saved us a bunch of money.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, in Fond du Lac... we have a handful of different PPO options. And the big thing to keep in mind when you're looking at HMO versus PPO is that if you don't have the ability to go out of network, you are putting yourself at risk. Because the only thing that's covered out of network on an HMO is a life or death emergency.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So if you got a hangnail, you're in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Or if you're traveling. And
well, that would be the big one. I mean, mm-hmm. if things loosen up virus-wise and people can get back into traveling.
Right. And even in Wisconsin, let's say you are from Milwaukee and you're hanging out in Green Bay and you have an emergency that is a plan that's not, you get taken to a hospital that's not in your network. You know, unless it's a life or death emergency, it's not covered in an HMO. So by choosing or opting for a PPO that gives you that flexibility to go in and out of network, really what you're doing is you're reducing your risk exposure. So then you know that as long as they accept Medicare, you're covered.
Okay. So somebody calls you, makes an appointment or whatever. What criteria do you use then to recommend an HMO versus a PPO or a specific one versus the other, et cetera?
Right.
So, and again, it's recommendations. You're not saying
you have to
do
this. Yep.
I mean, you obviously have to come up with some ideas for what I would be interested
in. What's going to be appropriate for you. Yeah. So we always, and you've heard us say this a million times on the shows, we always start with the drug list. Mm-hmm. That kind of guides our recommendations. But then once you kind of look at the drug list, and let's say you have a very standard drug list, sometimes it doesn't, the plans are so close that it's a horse apiece which one you pick. So then what we do is we start looking at more detailed lifestyle things. How will this plan fit into your lifestyle? Do you travel? Are you someone that's going to be spending 3 months in Florida in the winter? Because if you're going to be spending 3 months in Florida in the winter, we're going to probably want to look at a PPO plan because you know that you're going to be going out of network. Do you have a lot of dental? Do you have a lot of vision needs, hearing aids? There are some plans that offer hearing aid coverage on HMO plans, but not on PPO plans. So is that something that you need this year? Or is that something you're going to need in the more distant future? So we look at all these details. For those extra benefits like vision and dental, do you have a specific person that you want to see? Because there are some plans that will offer a reimbursement. So you can go to the dentist and they're going to send you a check as a reimbursement, where there are other plans that will give you an actual benefit amount. So you get this much coverage for dental, but you have to stay in network. Or they will, just to make it more confusing, they will say, we're going to give you this much money for a dental benefit. You can go in and out of network, but we're going to arrange discounts with our in-network doctors, our in-network dentists. So if you go to our in-network dentist, you're going to get more bang for your buck. You go out of network, you can still go out of network. You still have this much money, but it's not going to go as far.
Wow.
So advising people through all of that information as well.
I mean, just even listening to a generic description of what you've just been talking about should be enough to make everybody want to call before a decision is made.
Right. And we'll sit down and go through all that. So we'll ask you, how are you going to the gym this year? That's another one. Because some companies offer gym memberships, some companies don't. Are you traveling? How long are you traveling for? And then also, who is your dentist? Do you need glasses this year? I was just talking to someone yesterday that is going to be going on to a plan, and this is actually someone going on to an Obamacare plan, mm-hmm. but their vision coverage is going to end, and they have a credit. Their vision coverage is going to end at the end of January. And I was like, you better get in and use that credit. You know, so even sitting down and just looking at what you have and making sure that you're using all the benefits that are available to you.
Let's backtrack for just a minute to where you started the conversation with the drug formulary. And I know we've mentioned this in the past and talked about it in the past, but drugs change tiers year to year.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't some specific name brand drugs once in a while go generic and then that changes tiers as well?
Correct. Yep. Yep. Or they'll offer a generic, or because another type of drug came out, this one changed tiers. Yeah, we've had a handful of prescriptions go both ways, and the big one is insulin.
Really?
Insulin has now, there's now orders that were put in place by the previous administration that are offering discounts on insulin, and they're giving the insurance companies the chance to opt into this program to set a copay for insulin, regardless of whether or not you're in the coverage gap. So that's huge for those of you that are concerned about the coverage gap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big conversation piece for us. And also, companies got to choose to opt in, and some companies chose not to. So some of big companies in Fond du Lac opted not to go into this program yet. What we heard from them is, we wanted to see how it's going to work. So this last year, sitting down and talking about prescriptions was very crucial, because if someone has insulin, and insulin oftentimes will bump you into the coverage gap, we were probably going to switch them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Every week I go through this in my mind, it just amazes me how anybody would want to try to do this on their own.
Right. I mean, even us right now, our heads are spinning with all the changes. And especially now with reopening open enrollment and things like that for the pre-65 side. Like, it's just a moving, constant moving medium.
Yeah, so. Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, that's kind of your strong suit there. Obviously, excuse me, with the new administration, new changes. How does that impact not only you, but people that are eligible or don't know they're eligible?
Typically, a change wouldn't be immediate. We would kind of see it kind of filter into the next open enrollment period. But right now, with them opening it again, because the reason being that there are so many changes and people are losing jobs, I think to make it easier for everybody, they opened the enrollment period again from like February 15th till the end of May, is my understanding. We're still kind of getting information on this. But I think it's just immediate. And it's open, and people can come in. And
it's open now?
It's open as of February 15th.
Okay,
yep.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really close. Soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard to believe January's shot already.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, it's always good to sit down and talk and just get the recommendations. And when you still can, and knowing that you still can, and also just having someone to tell you that there are changes, not knowing what a PPO plan is and not knowing if there's one in your area is very crucial. You know, the fact that there have been more PPO plans moving into Fond du Lac is really important for people to understand, and how that plan will fit them.
Why does a company move into an area? Just to increase business, or
they're pushed by other companies?
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Because one company is offering a PPO and people are moving over to that company.
Mm-hmm.
So now they need to offer a PPO to stay competitive.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So it's all basically the company's choice as to where they're going to go.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. You've got a couple of webinars coming up, and my question is going to be a follow-up to that, but let's just talk about the ones that you got coming up, and it's not that far off either.
Right. Yeah, no, we have two webinars on February 16th, which would be really important to go to, especially if you are someone that wants to review your coverage, considering that we have an open enrollment period opening again for pre-65, and I mean, we are in open enrollment for Medicare. And so just attending and just getting information, it's February 16th at 3:30. And then we have another one on February 16th at 6 o'clock.
And easy to register.
Easy to register.
And just the price is right.
It is free.
Mm-hmm.
Free is a very good price for me.
That's a good four-letter word.
Yep. but you can go to GableIns.com, so GOEBELINS.com, or you can always call our office at 920-921-7526 and register. We're open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5.
All righty, for those who maybe are of inquiring mind, take us step by step as to what happens. They go to the webinar and they say, oh yeah, I think I got a question, or I need some help, or I got to make a choice. take us step by step what they should do and what you guys then do.
So what when we do the webinars, we have a speaker that is talking, but we are also present even if we're not speaking. So there's a chat function. So you're just there to listen, but we don't expect you to hang on to questions, because I know sometimes people will say, hang on to your questions for the end, and then it gets to the end and you're like, I can't remember what my question was. So we do have an active chat function that we're monitoring that we will be addressing questions throughout. But really, when you come to the webinar, you just listen, and then we will follow up. And if you want to set up an appointment, you are welcome to do that, because the information in the webinars, although very important, is a broad scope. And we have talked about it over and over again that what works for one person isn't going to work for another person. So this information, although important, needs to be tailored to you. So you are welcome to reach out to us so that we can set up an appointment to meet with you and talk about your specific situation after the webinar.
And then what happens? We get together. Hi, Bree, I'm here.
Then we get together. And so if you're looking at Medicare and you're trying to look at the difference between PPO versus HMO, then I'm going to get your drug list. I'm going to pull together some recommendations. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about these recommendations and how they fit into your lifestyle and which plan would be the most appropriate for you. And we'll do a comparison on what you currently have versus what we're offering. And maybe what we're offering is the same thing that you're currently in. So we won't recommend you change if that's not the case.
And this is going to cost me how much?
It's going to cost you nothing.
Another F word, free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Then make up my mind based on your recommendation. Yeah, this looks good. This is perfect for our situation. Then what happens?
Then we will walk you through. Let's say I want to switch to this PPO plan, this brand new PPO plan that came into Fond du Lac. Then I would walk you through the application. And it's very fast. The actual application itself, we spend way more time on the front end than the actual application, because that's the easy part. And we could just zip through applications if we want to, but that's never been the way that our company functions. We are more consulting based. We are going to sit down and we are going to go over everything. And when you enroll, you are confident in the decision that you are enrolling into this plan and know what you're going into. So that's the front end work is way more complicated than the actual sitting down and doing the application. So you've decided to enroll. We're going to walk through the application. Applications are usually done online and go directly to the insurance company. That gets processed, and within 2 weeks, you should see your ID cards.
And that part costs me how much?
That costs you nothing.
Another F word, free.
Yep. I mean, depending on if you have a plan that has a premium or not. And
right.
If it does have a premium, then it would cost you the premium.
Right. Obviously, because yep. you got to pay your bill there.
Right. Right.
To get the coverage.
Yep.
But as far as what
For,
you guys
to
are,
me, you are not paying me anything to do this.
It's nice of you to donate all your time like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. We get paid by the insurance companies.
Right.
We are brokers, which we do disclose in our meetings.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point that I'm making here. You guys aren't doing this for nothing.
No, we are
but
not.
But the companies take care of it, because that's what they're there for.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think that it's important. It's important to get information and make sure that you have the information. If you are someone that is currently in an HMO, maybe reaching out just to see what the other options are. It's not going to hurt you. You know, if you decide to stay, it's not going to hurt you to stay. But you might get some information, and you might also just like the way that we work with people. So it's worth calling. It's worth getting some information, because, I mean, knowledge is power. And as Larry always says, you know what you know, you don't know what you don't know. You know, if you know that your HMO has been fine, but you don't know that there's a PPO that might be way more appropriate for you, getting that information, I would think, would be a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Status quo is not always the best. It may be comfortable, but it may not be the best solution to your situation.
Right, right. And again, you know, the PPO options are reduces your risk exposure. And if you have the option to have something that's going to cover you wherever you are, why not take that option?
I think it's important, excuse me, to mention that the older people are, I think the more fearful they are of change. And that's why it's important, I think, for if you've got some elderly parents and, you know, you're thinking about their future and their coverage, maybe it's good for you to get involved with them
oh, yeah.
in the process and together make a decision to help them out.
I've worked with a handful of people that were looking for coverage for their parents. And they, in this last open enrollment, especially at a handful of parents coming with their kids, I can think of three that I enrolled just this last year. And it's just helpful. You know, sometimes when it's also not even necessarily that they're afraid of change, but they're just, the market changes so often that they just can't keep up and they're just going to stay because it's simpler.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your parent and you don't know what their coverage looks like, it might be worth giving us a call as well. Because again, we're going to make it as clear as we can. We're going to sit down with you and with your parent because we can't just enroll through you. And we're going to make sure that you are comfortable for your parent and your parent is comfortable with a change and making it simple.
And again, that status quo may be comfortable, but it's not always economical.
Right, right.
You may be able to save yourself some money.
Right, absolutely.
All righty. So again, just to review here, you got these seminars coming up and they are when?
They are February 16th. We have one at 3:30, and then we also have another one at 6 p.m. And if you want to register, you can go to GableINS.com, or you can call our office at 920-921-7526, anytime 8 to 5, Monday through Fridays.
And the main topics?
The main topics are Obamacare, Medicare, and Social Security planning.
So if you fall into any of those categories,
mm-hmm.
you only have, what, an hour and a half of invested time here?
Right, right. I think they run about an hour and a half, about a half an hour per topic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with open enrollment, with ACA or Obamacare opening their open enrollment again on February 15th, probably be worth checking in just to see if there's information that can relate to you.
Mm-hmm. And this Medicare open enrollment ends when?
It ends March 31st.
So time is limited.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So what else do we need to cover? We covered a lot here.
We did. I think that just making sure that you are aware of the changes in your area. I think that this last year was a really crazy year for big changes in the market, for Medicare specifically. So if you didn't touch base with an agent, you might want to do some research. And if that research leads you to calling our office, I think that would be a great idea just to get some more information.
Okay, and quickly, the number?
920-921-7526.
Regens, thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Insurance Smart. A lot to think about, folks. Give them a call. Answer your questions. News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. 33 degrees, it's 8 o'clock. Good morning.
President Biden could beg.